Well, Dr. Pearl Cooper is back with us in studio for another installment of our Pearls of Wisdom. Man, she left us with a very challenging word last week, telling us to occupy and really just challenging us to introspect ourselves and as a body of Christ, as individuals, what are we doing with the gifts that God has given us? Are we occupying or just sitting in our little corners there, hiding, and nobody has ever heard our voice, nobody has ever heard our message, our witness, nothing, no impact anyway, right? Which is no, we can't be doing that. Dr. Pearl, welcome back. It's good to have you again.
Thanks, E. Thanks. Amazing. Hello, everybody. That's great. Again, another great day, Isaiah 43:19 week.
Amen.
And we're happy to be with you again. So we've been talking about occupying, what it means to occupy, because this was the mandate, this was the instruction that was left to us. And we know that this is a parable. We've been talking about it from Luke 19, verses. It starts from 11. It goes all the way down. And, you know, we know in the parable that different servants were given different amounts, etc. And it's one of those parables that deals with stewardship. It deals with stewardship. And the mandate is to say, go out and steward what's been given to you. And quite often, we're not very good stewards of what we've been given. You know, we just trample on it carelessly. We don't count what we have. We just treat it anyhow. So this is really to encourage people to say, what does it mean to occupy? Last time we were talking about, you know, taking up space. We were talking about what it means as a church to get out of the building. And in terms of our occupying, are we, you know, are we comfortable as a church just to have our own little group, nyana yabazalwane, saved, but we're not occupying to the extent that we can evangelize because we haven't gone out into the world to occupy the world? We just isolated ourselves as the saved, sanctified, consecrated ones, and we're not mixing with others. So occupying is really a very challenging word. It's a confrontational word. And as we said, it's not a suggestive word. It's an instructive word. So today I wanted to focus on us occupying the marketplace in particular. Because the scripture, like we said last time, it alludes to the marketplace. It talks about business. It talks about engaging in business. And the one thing that really has cheated us over the years is that the enemy has kind of presented a false narrative to us to say that, you know, there's certain places we should never be found in, etc. And of course, we want to be careful. I have to be careful about saying this. It's you know, there are certain places that we have to be careful. You know, depending on your agenda. And one can say, don't go to discos, don't go to clubs. And, you know, generally I would agree with that. But however, if you would tell me that you were going to the disco with the sole agenda of going to evangelize and win souls, I may look at it differently. I don't know how you might be heard in the midst of all that noise, but if you did get an opportunity, you know, perhaps if you were waiting for them as they came out of the club, yeah, you might get a chance to evangelize. But yes, so we must be conscious of the fact that we're called to be in Babylon. And I think we did do a segment on that, on Daniel being in Babylon. We're called to Babylon. We must be in Babylon. We must occupy Babylon. So we must be very conscious that our being in Babylon is not to become like Babylon, but to occupy Babylon. And the marketplace and the world is very much that. So I really wanted to remind us of the mandate to occupy, to engage in business. We don't see a lot of Christians in entrepreneurship. We don't see a lot of people occupy in your field of assignment. Jesus was a marketplace minister. And we forget that. Yeshua was. He was not found in the temple very often, where we like to be found. He was doing miracles, performing miracles out there in the marketplace. In the marketplace, he was engaging with people. He was talking with people. His disciples, most of them were marketplace ministers. They were medical doctors. They were, you know, he was a carpenter. You know, they were doing all sorts of different things. Joseph and Daniel were marketplace ministers. So we have to be really, really careful. And I want to encourage you, and I want to also challenge you. So this challenge is to say, where are you occupying? You may be a medical doctor. You may be a lawyer like me. You may be a teacher. You may be in the field of justice. You may be, you know, in the business field. You may be an entrepreneur. And the best place you can occupy is within your marketplace profession. Because in church on Sunday, in a building, there's no way you can occupy. We're all salt. We're all little granules of salt. Salt can't salt salt. We all in this little bottle singing Kumbaya, my Lord, yeah. Jumping up and down in the salt. There's no salting you can do. There's no occupying you can do. So the occupation must be done in the marketplace. So I want you to think of it differently on Monday when you go back to your office. On not Blue Monday, but Isaiah 43:19 Monday, when you go back. What are you going to be occupying? Set yourself a challenge for the week to say, this is how I'm going to occupy. This is what I'm going to do. This is how many people I'm going to talk to Jesus. This is how I'm going to influence this people. This is how I'm going to bring the aroma of Christ into my workplace. This is how I'm going to occupy. This is how I'm going to demonstrate the character of Christ, particularly in these areas. So occupy in your field of your assignment. Don't just treat it as a place where I'm earning a salary, because that's normally how we engage. We engage at the level of chelete. I'm just here for one thing. I'm a clock in, 1 minute to eight. Yeah, show me the money. Hashtag, show me the money. Chelete kai. You know, I'm a clock in 1 minute before, and at 4:29, I'm a clock out. Not give them 1 minute extra because I'm just here for show me the money. No, sissy, you're not there for show me the money. No, booty, you're not there for show me the money. You're there to occupy in your field and in your assignment. So go there and role model occupation. Take up your space. Make sure you're salt. Make sure you're light. But remember, it's not a suggestive kind of word. It's not recommending. It is instructive, which means at the end of our race, we're also going to be evaluated against the level of our occupation. Mm. To what level have we occupied? Occupy is also used militarily, you know, sometimes that, you know, when you hear about wars going on, they say, and this zone was occupation. So there's also a militant aspect to it. That's why it's not suggestive. It's not instructive. So if it's militant, it means that to some degree, when you try to occupy, there will be resistance. There will be a force that will come against you. So it will require you to have that militant attitude and approach of not giving up, to say, I'm going to take up the space. I know there are forces. I know that there's a contention that's going to have to result. But my goal is to occupy the space. So don't be discouraged. Don't be denied. Don't be dismayed. Know that there will be a level of hindrance. There will be a level of, some engagement that needs to be done there. And that's why some versions say engage in, because it's not going to always be easy. Mm. But at the end of the day, it's an instructive word. So it's not an option that we have. Go out there, occupy, engage in your field, look at what you've been given, your resources, engage, do business, take up that space, fill it up, leave a legacy, make a mark, and occupy and do business until it comes. Marketplace, we have Global Forum for Women Entrepreneurs, which is our network. I encourage you to visit us. We've got a website, www.gfwe.coza. www.gfwe.coza. Check me out on my Facebook page. Go to my Facebook page, Pearl Komotso Kupe. Komotso, KGOMOTSO Kupe. Look for the asterisk, the blue asterisk, because as usual, there are Tatamachan's people out there who are pretending to be me. So look for the verification blue asterisk mark. Go out there. Yes, and let's engage on occupation. I also want to encourage you, if you want to learn how to occupy more, watch our program on TBN Africa. It's every Sunday at 1 o'clock. You will see a different person in a different sphere of influence. Mm. So yeah, watch us every Sunday, 1 o'clock on channel 343, TBN Africa, and repeats are on Wednesday morning at 9:30 and 7:30 in the evening. So occupy!
Yes, thank you so much, Dr. Pearl. Absolutely amazing. We'll chat again next week.
Amen.